Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to a wonderful, wonderful, and another episode of the hashtag I Am Riviera Beach podcast. Today, we do not have Miss Ann McNeil, but you have myself, Deja Harvin, filling in for her as she is out for today's episode. So, and we also have our co-host, Mr. Calloway and Mr. Artie Williams with us as well. And so for today's very, very special episode, we have our very own councilwoman and doctor, Julia Botel for the Riviera Beach District 4. And with that introduction, how are you all doing today?
Just wonderful.
Thank you.
And glad to be here in the company of Artie and especially the Queen of Riviera, the Palm Beach County, and the Niles. He's on the Niles too, Dr. Botel. Welcome, Dr. Botel.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to be with you both, all three of you. Thank you very much.
I think that
thank you.
This is important because Artie, when he was putting together, I don't know, was it last week, week before, you had one of your counterparts, Doug Lawson, and then that was someone else. And I asked the question before we get into some other questions. This is January. As one of the leading elected officials, what is your main goal that you want to add something different from what you already were doing for the city of Riviera Beach to move it further in these times, especially the hard times with the economy, the end of the virus, and hope we don't get further into that. And there's so many things are happening. We had the tornadoes, the storms, the rains. Some places was flooded up north of us. And, of course, what is going on in the nation with all the snowstorms and, of course, upstate New York and places. And in California, the water slide. What are some of the things that you want to see, or one or two things that you want to see we add in Riviera to help out with the senior citizens? One, cut the violence. The crime rate is too many killing and not enough solving it. And those things like that.
Well, you know, we've got a lot of things going on in the city right now. The water treatment plant is number one on our list of priorities. But those are things that we've, and the fire station you can see going up, those are things that have been in the works and we will continue to do. The new things that I want to see are more workforce development in the city. I've just started to work, I've been working for a while now with Cheney, the logistics and transportation company, the food company, to develop a commercial driver's license program. You know, you can make $80,000 a year just to start in the very first year of working at Cheney, and they're guaranteeing jobs for anybody who graduates from this program. Hopefully, we'll be starting it in the next several weeks, if not days, I'm hoping. It's been on the lawyer's desk for some time now, the agreement between Cheney and the city. But that's one of the exciting things that I'm looking forward to. In addition, in terms of, housing, I just learned that the new Berkeley Heights project that's on North Broadway is just beginning to accept applicants. Those are very affordable homes, and they're going to be beautiful. It's going to be a beautiful project. You can see the construction now if you drive north on North Ocean Drive on the east side of the street. They're going to be beautiful homes, and as I say, they're just accepting applications for housing there. So those are two, I think, exciting things that are happening coming up. In addition to the CDL project, you know that we did Palm Beach State College courses. Oh, just before COVID, at the beginning of COVID, we graduated 40 people with college credit certificates. And I'm happy to report that we're going to be doing that again in the spring. In fact, right now we have a survey out there asking people which two of the three courses they'd like to see happen. One of them is business specialist that we offered in the past. The other is transportation and logistics that we also offered. And the third one is entrepreneurship. So if you're interested in getting free college credits, if you qualify financially, you can get free college credits, tuition, in one of those areas. We have to decide yet, based on the survey, which of those course offerings we'll give. But certainly that would be a great interest to people who really want to get some college under their belt. You know, maybe people who graduated from high school and never had a chance to go to college. This is a good way to get started in a college, for a college degree. So I'm happy about all those things.
Well, that is just beautiful. And let me go back to number one and two and then three. You started with some of the companies like Arizona Salfo, his construction company. Because I sat at one of the public meetings three or four years ago, and they were inviting kids coming out of school, dropouts, to go into that type of profession, whether you're a carpenter, a plumber, air conditions, whatever, the workforce, in the workforce without have to go to a four-year school, you go to a trade school. Now, you said something about, you mentioned that before, we need to get involved in that because we have already talked to one of your employees, what her name, Deidre Jacobs. She's acting as one of your system managers and almost a lot of things there. That when the people go before your HRS, HR, human resource, and they don't qualify for a job, I did ask her to give her the name and a phone number, and we will find them a job, the Youth Recreation Association. Already we got a, what is it, Martin's Fence Company?
Martin Fence, yes.
Martin Fence. Martin Fence will hire and then train them and start them off. The last time I was on the program to bring this up, I couldn't tell. They will start you off at $20 an hour the moment you walk in there. On the OJT, on the job training. Yep. You can't beat that nowhere.
Nowhere, that's right.
I need
You know who else? There's another... No, I'm sorry, go ahead.
The thing that I need you to give me because of getting that, what is that, that special driving license? They call it something.
Yes.
That
CDL, commercial driver's class A. CDL class A, yes.
Okay. You're saying...
Cheney will guarantee you a job when you finish that program. And the program only takes about 5 weeks. Yeah.
Okay. And the main thing about it is, if they get that license, the people at the port, there's other places will hire you on long distance driving because of the shortage.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you have the information for Audi to tell us where we supposed to tell somebody to go and sign up for that as we go and try to recruit people out here doing nothing?
Yes, I'm going to send Artie the name of the gentleman who's going to teach the course. His name is Fabian Hamilton, and he's very excited about teaching the course. He was a driver himself for Cheney, and he's a great instructor. They've got beautiful classrooms right there on their site there, not the Cheney that's by the bridge there, but down on 45th Street, I think it is. Beautiful classrooms. They've got simulators to simulate the driving without being in a truck, and the agreement with the city will give them a piece of property in the city that they're going to rent to actually put the big trucks on and do the on-road portion of it. So it's really it's an exciting project. But I want to go back to something you said about construction, and I'm sorry that Ann McNeil is not here because Coffin Lynn, MCO Construction and Brown Electric, MCO is Ann's company, and Brown Electric, as you may know, are building our fire stations. The new fire station's going up on Blue Heron and Congress, which is beautiful, and it's nearing completion. And as part of that project, Ann McNeil and Kaufman Lynn agreed to give us some funding so that we could train young people in the construction trades and firefighting. And part of the money that they've given us we've used to provide scholarships to two young men already to Palm Beach State College for firefighting, and they're very, these young guys are just so excited about the opportunity to work in the Riviera Beach Fire Department. But also, we're trying to do something unique with our middle school students. And I hope that, you know, we tried to do it this year, but it didn't work out. But I'm meeting with somebody tomorrow, actually, about getting that program with the middle school students started again. Because our kids, most of them go to JFK Middle School. But in terms of high school, they go to five different high schools, only two of which are in Riviera Beach, and that's Inlet Grove and Suncoast. And less than 12%, maybe even less than 10% of the kids at those schools are Riviera Beach students. Most of our kids, the bulk of them, 80 to 90% of them, go to Dwyer, Lakes, or Gardens. And they're young, they're eighth graders. They don't know how to make the decision about where to go to high school. And yet, some of these high schools have really good programs. Dwyer has a construction program. Gardens has programs in medical that you could become an EMT or you become a nurse. So what I want to do is try to educate these middle school kids about where the best high school for them to go would be. And in order to do that, we have to expose them to the different occupations. So the idea that we had was to have a night set aside where parents and students could come in, sort of like a career carousel, and they would go around from station to station. Maybe this one is electrical. Maybe this one's plumbing. Maybe this one is nursing, an EMT. And they would decide which of these little mini courses they wanted to take, and we would expose them. First three Tuesdays of the month, we'd have somebody come in. Let's say they want to do firefighting, right? The first three Tuesdays, we have somebody from our fire department or our EMT that looks like our kids, explain to them how much money they can make, what schooling they need to do that job, and then the fourth Tuesday, take the kids on a field trip, probably to one of our fire stations to see what it's like there, and then the night after that, have a dinner for their parents. So the parents could learn more about what their students learn. Then the kids would know, hey, if I want to go into this field, be a firefighter, an EMT, I should go to Lakes because Palm Beach Lakes has a high school program that's geared toward that. Conversely, if they decided they wanted to do carpentry, the first three Tuesdays we'd have somebody who looks like our kids and they can come in and tell the kids what kind of money they make as a carpenter, how they got started, if they're in their own business, what it's like to be an entrepreneur. The last Tuesday, we would take the kids on a field trip to see an actual job site so they could see what it's like to be a carpenter. And again, a dinner with the parents the following night. That way, our kids get exposed to the different careers in construction and in firefighting and nursing. And they'd have an idea of where they wanted to go for construction. They would go to Dwyer because Dwyer has a construction magnet. So see, we've got to get our kids at the middle school level before they go off and go to high school and they really don't have any direction in their lives. If they have an idea about what they want to be, they'll be more likely to stay in school and achieve that goal and have a vision for themselves about being a successful person and then get a good job and buy a home in Riviera Beach and stay here where it's a great city to live, work, and play.
That is good. Now you just answered the question. Adi, did you pick that up? Adi.
Oh, yeah. I got everything. I'm listening.
Adi, what did you do on the 27th of November going down to Miami with a busload of kids? Where did you go?
Well, we took them down to the Dolphins games.
Going on the bus and coming back on the bus, and you fed them when you got there and you fed them when you came back. What were you telling the kids about? Weren't you telling them about careers and what all Dr. Botel was saying? Did you and the people you had to chaperone them, were you telling them they got to stay in school, and a lot of them was from JFK and everything like that? Dr. Botel, we've been doing that. Now, explain to you what you're going to do in April, Adi.
Okay. Can you hear me, Ms. Calloway? Because my phone keeps breaking up here.
Okay, what are you going to do by going down to the Miami Heat game? Explain that.
Well, we got to – actually, Ms. Calloway, it's going to be on March 22nd. We've taken the group of kids from the girls that's going to come out of the Glades, and the guys from here on this end, we're going to take them down to the Miami Heat game. And that's going to be on a Wednesday night. They're going to be on spring break. And we're going to do the same thing. We're going to teach them and let them know that the careers is important, staying in school is important, all of those things that being a good student is important. So, yeah, we have that set up for the 22nd of March. And we're going to pick the kids up, do the same thing we always do. We're going to give them their lunch before we go. And actually, it's going to be an evening game, so which is going to be good. They get a time to most of our games we attend is in the daytime. So it's a good time to let them go out and enjoy Miami Heat game and see it under their lights. And they're going to have a good time.
Yeah, but
that's
the
great.
Point is, let me finish this here, Doc. See, you hit on everything we're trying to do, exposing them to different things. And while they got them on the bus, while they're eating, and after the game, you see, the reason why we do basketball, because we can't take them during the week and be coming back at 1 o'clock in the school day the next day. So we're doing it on spring break. So, and that's the best thing. We need the kids to be into something organized and make sure they understand about life. We just can't take it for granted that they're going to learn everything home. See, I'm a little upset with John F. Kennedy Middle School because when we were out there a year ago or something, or they had me out there talking to the principal and everybody, they don't have much of a PTA or PTO. It said none of the parents will ever come to that. That's where we need the kids and their parents, and that falls on Dan Calloway and Artie Williams' shoulder now. See, once or twice a month, Artie has a list that we feed about 30 or 40 families fresh fish that we have our boats catching, whether salt water or fresh water. Even I go in fresh. See, when we're doing that, we're trying to combine something for the kids and the parents to understand if they owe a modicum of activities that they should be there help guiding their own children to work with us.
Yes.
And I'd have met with the police chief not too long ago, explaining to him that although you have the PAL and although you got the community relation unit, you got to spend time with the youth recreation and organization like that, working with parents and children, where they get to know you on a situation where it's not a criminal thing. And then when something happens, see something, says something, we got to have more help in that. See, Doc, you own the ball with everything. But one thing we're going to need, Derek McCray got with Larry Littles and the other one, the wide receiver, heard, he said, well, old man can't find enough money to buy the tickets. Nat Moe. They bought
Nat
the tickets, but Nat Moe, because I know them personally. See, right now, we're raising money for senior citizens over 80 years of age, no income, and that started from you, Doc, in a conversation.
Yes, yes.
We are right now all the way up to April. Who's going to give for we got this month. We got February. We'll pick up money from, John Baber at Badcock Furniture.
Yes.
Next week, but we got to continue to do that. See, the thing what it is, Doc, you got the right idea, and it's not putting anybody down, but you got four other people there to help out. And then there's a lot of people. See, what we did, and you were there, and you spoke, and you went back because you had a bug. On the, I think it was the 15th of December, we fed 300 senior citizens at Wells Recreation in the middle of the daytime, music, people at the church.
And they
enjoyed that. We can't forget the kids, and we definitely can't forget our senior citizens. Now, we're going to follow up on with this here hiring, because if we get enough people off the street paying them that type of money, there's no excuse of selling drugs and robbing and killing. None whatsoever. And we're going to put a task force team to work with your police, our police department. They got to do their job. And what we told a senior citizen, Artie was right there the other day. We were talking to the senior citizen. We told him the same ones in the Glade. While you sitting on the porch or looking out your window and see something that someone is breaking the law, you must call or you must say something to help the law enforcement to solve the problem. And Artie gave everybody my number, my two numbers, but not because I'm an ex-lawman, but the idea to tell me they don't have to worry about nothing else. It's in good hands. Artie and I and our committee, we'll put together a new committee led by Richard Riles, who's an attorney, and Dr. Drayton, who is the pastor of St. James Church, and Dr. Philip Brazil of Mount Zion in West Palm Beach, who was reared up out in Riviera. We got a cadre of people ready to do, and Doc, only thing I need to do is, when you said Cheney Brothers, Byron and those guys are pretty decent people.
They are, yes.
And then Cecil, we use Cecil, who's their lead employee, to cook, help cook the last time we were outside doing something. I think it was Christmas time or something like that. And, of course, there's some other things coming up. But I don't know nothing right now more important to get those jobs in that workforce because all these people hiding behind shadowy corners and everything and talking about nobody won't pay them and they're not going to work for no this amount of money. See, what we also going to do, Doc, and you the one gave us that idea. A year ago or something, I just set up with the management of Stony Brook. It's not named Stony Brook. But on
as
that day, that Saturday, we were feeding all those people. You and the police went over there and made a deal and ended up getting an apartment or something that you turned in to where your law enforcement or something can go in there and they can listen to the complaints or whatever. But we got to do more in teaching not only the kids in Stony Brook. We must teach the parents because 90% of those parents had babies. Babies having babies will decimate any kind of community, and we got to teach some of the parents. That's what we wanted to do is have a place to have after school and have Steve White to go in there and help 90% of those people get a GED.
Yes, yeah. Well, you know, we had a great opening of the book. There's a book room now. My colleague Shirley Lanier and her legislative aide, Chanel Gordon, set up a wonderful book room there so that after school, children can go and the books are all leveled, just the same way they are in their school rooms. So kids can go in, choose the level that they read on, and find a book. And they can take the books home. It's like a little mini library there. It's just
beautiful.
And I've been working to get Junior Achievement to go in there and teach financial literacy to some of those, mostly moms, young moms, who, as you say, many of them didn't have a good high school experience and, you know, need the kind of support that we can provide for them. And Junior Achievement is very willing to do that. And they've been working with the manager there, Beatrice Nieves, who's really, really done a great job changing the atmosphere of the place over there, really making it a place where people can feel more safe and have the kinds of after-school experiences with the children and cooking classes. With that community center over there, they can do so much more than they could in the past because they can have these opportunities for both children and parents to learn new skills. So it's really been a major accomplishment to have that place renovated and have the community center available there. Yeah.
I thought of something. What Artie made last year, I've forgotten, the young lady, Tawana Smith.
Yes.
She, when she was working for the city, she was just tremendous. I think she worked. I don't get forgotten where she worked at now.
She's there. She's still there. She's wonderful. She's in the clerk's office.
Oh, in the clerk. Oh,
Tawana.
She's
in the great.
Position.
Yeah.
Okay. Tawana hooked us up with the Rapids, which is really right across the street from where I live at in Turtle Cay, and they gave us the tickets for 80 people to go to the Rapids. we used some for different things because we had to shut down going over to Peanut Island because it was a moratorium on that because of the pandemic or something. But what it is, Artichoke, so many of the kids with the same Nieves or whatever name out there, the management, to take them out of Stony Brook. And I think that when you do things for people like that and tell them their responsibility is to get their lesson, go and read. If you need help, we can assign somebody. Now, you've already put a library in there. When they went to the football game, half of the kids was from Stony Brook. And I know knowing Artie, he's going to pick a lot of those kids who are going to 15 kids going to the Miami Dolphin game when they play the New York Knickerbockers, and his five got to be chaperone. And he may use somebody, some parent from there as a chaperone. That's his call. Uh-huh. See, the thing about that, we have to make the kids and the parents when they sign that sheet of paper giving us the right to take their child on a trip, that they got to give something back. If we take them and buy their tickets and feed them and expose them, we need them to do something. But right now, that is very important. And I hate to say this to you. I want you to give Artie the name of the person you're dealing with at Cheney Brothers.
Okay, sure. I will, definitely. Fabian Hamilton. He's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, see, the reason why I'm saying that, sometime Derek McCray buys all his, said most all his ribs and stuff like that from Cheney Brothers. Mm-hmm. And Byron, they do well, but sometimes they forget. We forget going all over, asking you to go over in Sanger's Island, people to go, Chief Step up in Palm Beach Garden, they're helping out. Everybody's helping out. But one of the things that was brought up that the city, now this is what Councilman Doug Lawson said when he was on the show. He said that the city doesn't do much enough with their business in buying from Cheney Brothers. That's what the guy named Artie, the black guy named that Helm Cheney, Cecil. That's what Cecil was saying. See, that's why, and he said he was going to talk to his colleague. That's what Doug Lawson said on this show, because we talked about that, about business people need to, what got their business in Riviera. Everybody got to be in a partnership. You just can't just go to the same people all the time. Everybody got to put something in the pot. And if it's a teamwork, especially when we have a cookout, the wieners, the hot dogs, the hamburgers, the chicken or whatever, and then when they may have an inroad into the Dolphins game or the Miami Heat game or what is that, the Rapids or something like that. See, because spring break is one thing. We can't afford to allow those kids to be running amok for a week or two out of school and not being governed by somebody. Now, I know the recreation department have things set up for them, but the recreation can't take a lot of money out of their budget and do everything. We have to have people to go and do and help out. It's because it's a discount. I mean, it was a tax break. Because if they give the check to the youth recreation, everything is a tax break. So I'm glad about that. If you give us the contact person, we'll go from there.
Yes. Good. And I love the idea that you're getting names from our HR department of people who, you know, if they're not qualified to work in the city, let's get them some training to be, in the construction trades or something. Yeah, the school district is going to be redoing North Tech up here in Riviera Beach. So in the next couple of years, there'll be a really good site for technical training right here in Riviera Beach. Inlet Grove does a good job for high school kids, but I'm saying young adults who maybe have dropped out of school and want to get some kind of training, that this will be a good opportunity. Yeah.
Well, let me put it this way. I'm one of those people who went to North Tech. George Carter, you know George Carter? Tim DeLarge. Tim DeLarge still works for the city of Riviera Beach. Yeah. We had Elon Mates has been. I went there for decoration to learn how to decorate yards because of Bucky McGann was. We all was working in recreation, and we started a company, McGann's company, and it was lawn maintenance and decoration. And the idea they taught husbandry, and it was so many type of jobs that right there where off of Garden Road. That's where it was located in North Tech, and it wasn't about all dropouts because none of us, all of us, had finished school, but we didn't know anything in that. And by putting that back together, we need to do that. And I think we need to put more emphasis. And I know that what went, and the next time an Art and I go on a Thursday before all those ministers at St. James Church, we gonna put that on the agenda for the churches, the local churches. On Sunday, to tell people where to sign up, where to get this information, because we told you about modern fencing. Here you're telling us about Cheney Brothers and the especially that long distance driving, because that is a wonderful job. If you can handle that and get those whatever that type of driving license, that's wonderful. Now, let me say this here to you. In April, I will be looking forward to go to one of the churches, and I've already told Artie we're going to call Bobby Powell and Devontae Edmonds.
Edmonds.
Because they said they want to be involved, but they couldn't come to they couldn't come because they went in session. When we had the senior citizens, I think
senior
was that
citizens.
When it was. They couldn't come, but they said
at Wells.
But they will be told to come down because we need to be able to see so many things you do for the city. But a lot of things we got to get help from Tallahassee, and then same things got to come out of Washington. Now, what I need to ask you a question, although he brought it up and said that was a sum of money the city got from the federal government that can help out with senior citizen housing, homes or whatever. I don't know all of that, but he brought that up. And I said, Artie, you got to find out because the mayor asked us 2 years ago to put together a committee to find out when senior citizen doors, windows, roof, or something need to be, or the house need to be painted up, or something like that, to turn that in and they'll do something like that. Now, is that still available?
Yeah. You know who you ought to have on and talk with about this is Anita Jenkins from the CRA, because she's wonderful. We just voted on a program that will allow us to give seniors and other people in the city money to help with improvements in their homes. So yes, the city is doing it, and I'm sure that we can investigate anything that the county and state and federal government are doing as well to supplement. But yes, we are very concerned about people needing money to improve their homes, and that's something that we just voted on, I think, unanimously at our last meeting.
Well, that is great.
But Anita would have all those details. Yes.
Wonderful. I know her real well. Let me put it this way here. See, those are the things that I think the government, whether it's the local government, whether it's the county, whether it's the state, or whether it's the national government. When is the day that I'm told to set and have a committee to go before Bedenia Baker, Artie?
Well, she's coming back with a 9th, so we'll find out on the 9th of this month.
Yeah, well, the 9th is tomorrow. See, the reason why she does a great job with us, because she even asked us to go over to Belgrade and talk to the masses and get them and explain to them a lot of things that some of the people were there afraid to say, especially about when the virus was running rampant. A lot of people telling they shouldn't take the shots. And we went over there for a couple of weeks, and we do that. But see, what we need is Riviera is doing a wonderful job. They can do better. And long as they got you in here, we will be better. But the county got to do better. See, that's why we be talking to Marcy Marino and different other people that we know, and, of course, Virginia. And we got a committee. I got Patrick Franklin and Richard Riles and some other people. We're going to set with Virginia and explain to her what the county going to do. I think it was Apple Shipman on the show 2 weeks ago and said the money that we're going to be giving senior citizens, and that came from you at the very beginning. I was listening to a conversation months and months ago. We're giving $1,000 to a senior citizen over 80 years of age. No, it's over 75 years of age who doesn't have a retirement. They work on jobs where just like a gardener, a caddy, people in the glades, in the field, something like that. And that was supplement. They said, well, why didn't I mandate they take that $1,000 and put it on their tax return? See, because a lot of people are not paying the tax, and they said the county is taking their property. Well, I don't want to use color in this here, but I know black people because I've been black for 85 years. I know that. Black people, when they buy a home, that is their pride and joy. Lose that, that just like taking their heart out of their body. They never want to lose their property. But if they get in a hole where they can't make their taxes, we got to know, are they got a group of four or five people that they are supposed to call, and we are supposed to figure out a way how to, I don't know yet, because that's what we're going to be talking with the group, with Virginia. How do we go before whomever is in charge and find out what kind of extension, what kind of a payment plan? See, because if you don't pay it, it keep increasing. You got to do something. But we don't know yet. But I know one thing. Artie is supposed to be setting up a meeting, and I got the crew, and what his name, he promised to go down there with us, Doug Lawson. Because I needed a representative from the city of Riviera Beach. He promised that it was a committee. In other words, we need to be taught, because I didn't get a lot of phone calls. They're saying, can Mr. Calloway and you come by and we talk and everything? But I don't like to be in the blind. I need to know what is the law, number one, and what can we do to circumvent losing or taking steps backwards. So if there's anything that ever come up that you know who we should talk to into that. But I like the idea that Ms. Benita Jenkins and the CRA is involved in that, because actually it was the mayor. It came up 2 or 3 years ago about that. But he was saying, let's go to all the churches. But you can't go to the churches unless you come up with something direct. He was one to ask them once a month to take up some funds toward that. When I told him, I said, well, no, you tell them a price, $50, $100, or $200 a month. And most churches I know will put a plate there and get that done. But then it was a confusion about what church would be in charge of the money. It was like a jealous thing. And then I said, well, the youth recreation is not going to take that on. We'll take that on and be the conduit to find out where we need to fix something, but we're not going to control the money for that. Some of the ministers of the churches should handle that. I didn't want that to be in our account, where we got to have another account to keep up with that account. So that's where we are. And I hate to have you on here and to bring all these things up, but I tell the listening audience, you have not failed us yet. And so I hate losing. So when I need something done, I have to go to the Queen of Riviera, Dr. Botel. And I can tell you right now,
I'm always happy to help.
Well, your reputation precedes you. The golf tournament is set up which is the 19th of May. It's the piano keyboard. And I promise you, the black keys and the white keys playing together, that's a beautiful symphony. When they play by themselves,
right.
they mess up things. And we got people asking, and I know you should be getting some flyers to get them over there because I want some support from over in the St. Island. And I know we always going to
get
better.
It. You'll get support.
And the main thing about it is one of the things that you and I and Artie talked about, and I don't like to put a lot on your shoulders because I need you to enjoy yourself now, but we got things set up for all the way up to May where we're going to be having a gathering of the community. We're going to have when is that, Artie, you got with the recreation to be over at the Callaway Complex?
That's going to be the 25th. We're doing that on the 25th is going to be on that fourth Saturday.
In April? Fourth Saturday in April?
Yes.
Artie. Okay.
Can you hear me, Callaway?
I got you now. Doc, that's – I hope you'll be – not in one of these out-of-town committees, because that is important.
The fourth Saturday in April, that's, let me see, that's the 22nd. I'll be up. No?
No. Ms. Callaway, can you hear me,
yes.
Doc?
Yeah.
Okay. We got to set up, Ms. Callaway, you had that set up for the fourth Saturday in March. That's March 25th.
Oh, yeah,
okay.
That's what I told you. I'm not going to be around, but I'm,
no,
I'm going to find people to
no,
I'm going to find
you
people to go.
You're going to have the representative from Singer's Island. And
yes.
Chief Step and the people from Palm Beach Garden, they have already asked for the address. What we are trying to do is have a day where we just listen, talk, eat, and patronize each other, fraternize with each other, because we all are God's children. But the main thing about it is all I need for you to do is to your district, if you take care of your district and tell them that at the, what is that, that parking lot in between Two Drunken Goats and the west side, we have a bus
right.
over there. Yeah. See, because of we just need everybody there. And it's a fun time. We got entertainment, and then we got the microphone where leaders from around the county, they can say whatever they want to say, encouraging everybody to work together. See, we have to do that and remind people is the teamwork, make the machine work, and we have to do that. So now, Art, is there anything that you need to say to Doc as we get ready to close?
No, just Doc. Just glad to have her on, and I keep her updated on all the things that we're doing, so that way she can just pass that information on to her group over there, and we'll just make sure everybody be a part of what we're doing, because we're going to be doing so many things. Like in February, Ms. Callaway, just on the third Sunday, we're going to be our first church venture of the year. That's St. James, the 10 o'clock service. So that's on the third Sunday, and we'll be ready. I'll make sure I get that information out to you, Doc, also.
I'll be there.
And
I'll be there.
And also,
yep.
I think you may – isn't Doc one of the honorees for the February Black History Banquet?
Yes, sir, she is.
I'll be there.
So that's on the 26th.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
I'll be there.
The 58th. That'll be our 58th banquet. It would be our 59th, but one year we had to cancel because of the virus. In 58 years we've been doing that. Right, and that'll be down at the marina, at the not the marina, but the what is it? The event center.
I'll be there.
Okay.
Well, thank you for having me on. It's always good to hear your voice, both of you, and of course, I look forward to hearing from Artie with new things that are happening. He keeps me
appreciate
in the loop.
It. Thank you. Tell them all. Okay. Happy New Year and get well and enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Thank
you too.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Close us out now, Daisy.
Okay, and with that, that was just a wonderful and beautiful conversation, just talking about the future and so much potential for, you know, Riviera Beach. So it was just awesome to just listen in and hear the, you know, plans, the plans to come. And I just pray that it, and I pray that all of the plans and so much more just come to fruition, and that with God's grace and, you know, with his blessing and, you know, his mercy, that he just blesses Riviera Beach so much more and has everything that you all just talked about. So I'm just so grateful to have, to be able to have you all here, to be able to talk about this stuff and just be able to share so much light and so much hope onto Riviera Beach. And I thank Dr. Botel for also being our guest and, you know, telling us her visions and her plans for Riviera Beach as well. So as you all have heard, you have now listened to an episode of I Am Riviera Beach, and we will be back next week the same time at 2 p.m. Thank you all so much, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.